Welcome to the 24th installment of Better Read, an experiment, verging on a series, by Greg.org to transform art, related texts into a handy, entertaining, and informative audio, using a computer-generated voice. The artist Elizabeth Betty Stokes de Robillant was interviewed by Christie's in May 2013. Stokes was a longtime friend of Cy Twombly. Their story in relationship and collaboration, and her later erasure from Twombly's official story, is discussed in Chalk, a biography of Cy Twombly by Joshua Rifkin, which was published in October 2018. Rifkin quotes the interview by Robert Brown, which was published on the occasion of the sale of a painted bronze cast of a 1966 sculpture Twombly gave to de Robillant for her 10th wedding anniversary. Twombly later reworked and cast the sculpture in 1990 in an edition of 5. De Robillant's 3 children each got one. She got one, and Twombly got one. Ed. One of 5 was sold at Christie's London on June 25, 2013, for £1.63 million. Betty, you were one of Cy Twombly's oldest and closest friends, and the reason, he said, not so long ago in an interview with Nicholas Sirota, that he came out to Italy in 1957 before famously deciding to live there. Where did you first meet him?
I met him through a mutual friend in Lexington, Virginia. I had just graduated and we got on like hotcakes because we were interested in the same things. We talked about art together and our aesthetic was the same. From then on we would go for picnics and go swimming together, and so on. He had worked with a painter called Pierre Durand who also taught at Randolph Macon Women's College, as it was then called, where I studied for 4 years, and Durand had a summer place outside of Lexington where Cy worked with him. Durand was very important to Cy at this time as he was to me, so that was another thing we had in common, that we had both had the same teacher. Cy was just about to go up to Black Mountain College for the last time at this time, and he asked if I'd like to go with him, but I had plans to go to New York, so I didn't go, and Cy went off to Black Mountain. And then he went off to Europe with Bob Rauschenberg, and I went to New York, and I didn't see him until he got back from Europe.
When he came back in the autumn of 53.
When he was sharing a studio with Bob, I knew them both then, and then Cy wrote to me a lot when he went into the army.
When did you go to Italy?
In 55, I went there working on a modeling job for a magazine and I thought, I wanted to stay on in Europe, that I could go on to Paris and London as I'd never been to Europe, but instead I just got stuck in Rome.
Did you come back to New York before Twombly famously came out to see you in 57?
Yes, I had got married in Rome and I came back on a visit to New York and that's when Cy said, as I told you, Rob, that he always thought I was going to marry him that was in New York at that time.
You were responsible for introducing Twombly to his future wife when he came to see you on his second visit to Italy in 1957, and he was to stay for the rest of his life, of course, but when he came out, was he planning a long visit?
I don't know how long he was planning to stay. Based on letters I have, it would seem he wanted to stay for quite a while. He stayed with us in Grotta Ferrata. There was an extra room, and he lived with us for a short time. We had fun. He'd go up every afternoon and get ice creams and so on. We were like brother and sister, really. He set up a studio, and he did paintings in that place with us. I don't remember all of them, but one of them I know was called Blue Room, and then we introduced him to the Franchettis and Plinio de Marchis, and he moved into Rome, but we all had a very interesting life in Rome together. We had lots of fun. There was a lot going on then.
Yes, I've seen that wonderful photograph of Twombly and de Kooning and Afro on a night out in Rome around this time, which has always conveyed something of that fun to me.
Well, I knew Afro, and I knew Bury, because I had met him when he had a show at Eleanor Ward's Gallery, the Staple Gallery in New York. I remember Bury let me stay in his studio when I arrived, and I stayed there for a week or so. I met Afro through Plinio, I think, and de Kooning came out much later with Pollock's girlfriend Ruth, but that was around 1960, at a time when I was very ill after my second son was born, so I wasn't going out so much at that time, but there was a lot going on.
And I believe that the origins of this sculpture, present work, lie in one that Twombly first gave you in Rome in 1966.
Yes, originally it was a gift for my 10th wedding anniversary. He gave me a sculpture with a bowler hat-shaped form. It seems to be the same oval type shape as forms the base of the sculpture as it is now, only turned upside down and with this light bulb fitting in it. It sat on a platform, which I suppose it might even be the same platform that the plaster original of this sculpture is on now. I don't know, but on this was written, Roma 56-266, in reference to my 10 years of marriage.
One of the interesting things about this date is that it is presumed that Twombly stopped making sculptures around 1959 and didn't really start again until 1976, yet he gave you this sculpture in 1966.
Well, I don't know. The sculpture could, of course, have been made in 1959 and then dedicated to me in 66.
Did you like it?
Yes, but it was kind of difficult to place.
Did it have any special personal reference or meaning for you?
Just the dedication. I had it for several years and then at some time, I don't know the date, he said to me, I'd like to have that back because I'd like to do something to it. Obviously, he wasn't satisfied with it and he wanted to do something and that's when he added the two sticks.
Almost completely changed it?
Yes, it came back with the two sticks, and he had called it originally, In Time the Wind Will Destroy My Lemons, and he gave me a tag with this title. He also used this title on another sculpture. The sculpture was beautiful, and it was so typically Cy, in plaster and whitewash etc., but it was so delicate. I think now I would have been wise to just put a plastic cover on it to keep it, but I didn't. I had kids in the house and all that. So I just kept it like this for a while, but it was very fragile, and so I had the idea to do a bronze, so I asked Cy if he would allow me to have one made and he agreed and asked Gabrielle Stokey to arrange to have an addition of five made.